Welcome to Sunday Stillness, a few minutes each week to meditate on one idea that will bring us closer to who we want to become. When I think about the worst emotions that I have, the emotions that keep me up at night, that spin me out, like I talked about on a recent episode, when I am just feeling out of sorts with anxiety, uncertainty, fear, even anger, a lot of times I point back to the root of those emotions being that I feel like I have lost control of something, or that I've never had control over something, which is a feeling of helplessness sometimes. So many of these issues within myself stem from this lack of control. Conversely, when I am trying to exert control over all things, that is when I know that I'm in some kind of an anxiety spiral, when I am really trying to control the way my kids or husband, they're acting, when I'm really trying to frantically clean or organize something, when I am really taking over in a dominating way, you know, the travel agenda, the itinerary, what's going on with our family schedule. Like when I start gripping really tightly in a way where I'm trying to control something, you can guarantee that underneath that is some sort of fear, is some sort of anger, which usually has fear underneath it. And the only way I can deal with it is by either exerting control, or if I am unable to do that, then, you know, I get very upset. I get very outwardly grumpy, or I cry, or, you know, sometimes I even like get the shakes or something. That is often, like a huge amount of time, that is coming from feeling like I don't have control over a situation. Now, in our healthiest of times, we can acknowledge that there's just so little that we have control over. We certainly do not have control over other people. We have no control over time. We have no control over events or environment or anything that we are really trying desperately to control. In our healthiest moments, we can acknowledge that we don't have a ton of control in any of those situations. And then we can kind of zen out a little bit more. We can practice acceptance. In our less healthy moments, we either spin out or we try really hard to wrestle control into a situation. Now, whenever I hear people talk about this, or I read someone's wise words about control and I'm feeling convicted about it, I can also get irritated, because to me, the other side of being this way, acting this way, or feeling this way, the other side of it feels, I don't know, like lazy, or like I'm giving up, to just completely relinquish what I see as a responsibility to people or circumstances. I feel like just saying let go of all of your control issues, like that just doesn't totally jive with me either. So I feel like there is a healthy balance on this topic about if we are really clinching, holding so tightly to something in order to control it that we're actually strangling it, we're actually killing it, versus keeping our hand on the wheel like a normal person, honoring our responsibilities, honoring those around us, you know, advising people maybe if it calls for it without controlling them. This would look best if we were moving forward in a way where we are taking care of our own responsibilities and we are staying on our own path because we have recognized that the only thing we can control, actually, is ourselves and our actions. And that's not even 100%. Sometimes, I mean, sometimes things are going to happen or we're going to react reflexively, and that doesn't always feel totally in our own control. So to the best of our ability, the way that this feels best in our spirit is to be marching on our own path, controlling only ourselves. And I don't know about you, but that is sometimes too much to ask, it feels like. And so when I am feeling chaotic, when I know that I am exerting control over others or over circumstances in a way that is not great, then this is when I sit down and I start to really notice what is out of my control and am I acting in accordance with that fact? Like, am I acknowledging that the thing is out of my control and I'm acting like the thing is out of my control instead of trying to control it and acting like I have some control over it? Today's Sunday Stillness is asking that question. What is out of my control? You might change it up for yourself and say what feels like it's out of my control, because there is a bit of nuance here in, like I already mentioned, acknowledging the fact of what is in control, who is in control, and that none of us are. Sometimes that can feel like a fact, but our feelings around it are really different. And so acknowledge that also in your Sunday stillness time, that it's not just enough to say, yeah, I know that no one else's actions are actually in my control, but then really noticing if your feelings on that are different than those facts. Like that you do sort of secretly feel that you might have some control over someone or something. See how it can get a little bit tricky, because what our mind knows and what our heart feels, they're not always aligned on this type of topic. So in our Sunday stillness, the prompt is going to be, what is out of our control? What feels out of my control? And I want you to sort of sit with it, jot a few things down, realize if some of your emotions this week, like the standout of emotions of this week, if they were rooted in feeling helpless, jealous, maybe, that it feels like someone else has more control over the situation than we do. So it bring up insecurities, inferiority. Notice if there is something that you can actively work on releasing, or if there is something that just needs a little bit of massaging or proximity or a little bit of love and care instead of a strangling grip of control. Notice if you are feeling controlled, if you feel helpless because someone else is dictating your actions and reactions and footsteps. That can be a big one that can really make us feel rebellious in a bad way. That can make us feel trapped if we don't have a choice in the matter, if we don't have control. I want everyone to sit with this one. If you haven't listened yet to episode 215, How to Center Yourself When You're Spinning Out, it is also very much akin to these issues. And I think it might really be helpful to you to listen to that one as well. Thanks for joining me here for your Sunday stillness. I hope that this is a good few moments for you to sit down at the beginning of the week, notice your life, notice your very being, and I hope that it brings a peacefulness to your days ahead.